coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Even if the trouble was too much for you as an individual, it was too much for you, the pressure was too much, then he's the one called to walk alongside you and hear his voice saying, son, daughter, I want to help you. So all you need is to hear his voice. But to hear it clearly, you must activate your spirit by speaking in tongues. So that when you hear him, it'll be fine. That means clear. Very clear. No doubt in your mind that he talked to you. You just know it. Sometimes you find a Christian that has been given a very terrible report on his health. And then he doesn't know what to do because nobody that he knows that had that condition lived. And so death is hanging over his head. He knows his friend who was born again and had that problem. He knows the other friend who was born again and had that problem. And so he says to himself, those people even had more faith than myself. Listen, it's not about their faith. It's about your faith. It's not about what they were able to accomplish or not accomplish. It's what about you are willing for. Question is, what do you want? Can he help you? Yes. Can he put you over? Yes. How does he do it? He needs you. He needs your cooperation. You need his help. He needs your cooperation. He says, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. He needs your cooperation. You know, in life, there are too many people who already set themselves for defeat. And sometimes that is the biggest trouble. And it stops them from seeing opportunities even where they're there, okay? And brings in frustration into their lives. And they don't understand that these things begin with the thoughts. I read an experiment that was done by a Japanese researcher. And what he was trying to do, he actually sent out the report of his experiment around the world. And he's presently carrying out a project helping to inspire young people, children, about the importance of water. It was a water experiment that he carried out. And think about this. From what we studied in the Bible, even the earth was covered with water. Okay? Everything was water. And the Holy Spirit was moving over the deep. Again, that's water. And then God spoke to the water. Water is so important. So he began to carry out this experiment on water, and he decided to freeze the water. And he got water from different sources, whether from springs, from the rivers, then tap water as well. But according to him, tap water didn't work. It failed because of the chlorine involved in it. So it was contaminated in such a way. But mostly natural water. And he took the water down to about -5 degrees. And he wanted to see in this frozen state what crystals would form from the ice, if any. And what the shapes of the crystals and colors of the crystals would be if they responded to words. So he put these different jars. He used a large refrigerator. And he and his assistants every day would speak nicely to this one. You're wonderful. Thank you. You're doing beautifully. I love you. He's talking to water. Goes to the other one. I hate you. You're useless. And he said all kinds of terrible things to this one. And, you know, like that. Come to find out that the one that was given such words of love and gratitude produced the most beautiful crystals. And the ones that they insulted and abused and cursed were deformed. The crystals were deformed. He also tried it with different types of music. Playing nice, good music. Godly Beethoven's music. To one, it turned out to be excellent. Now listen, this experiment has got lots of pictures. You look at the pictures, they're beautiful. And you can really see how these crystals were formed. Then he used high metal music, you know. You know. Interestingly, the crystals were deformed. He tried different kinds of sounds and discovered the best crystals, the most beautiful crystals, were those crystals that had beautiful music with words of love and gratitude. Water responded to words. Now, these are experiments that have been tested and proven, which you can carry out in your home. They're so simple. Are you hearing me? They're so simple. And here is an interesting thing. They found out if these crystals formed like this, responding to words, and your body has water, 70% water, no wonder a lot of people are sick. Because there's a response of the water to the bad words, the abusive words that they've been receiving, and the ones that they've been speaking about themselves. How soon should you change your speech? See what I mean? You can understand why people get sick. The water in the body is responding to the terrible words they're speaking about themselves. The crystals were deformed. then you can see why some people are deformed in their bodies, deformed even in their minds. For example, when you release, you see, water is a type of spirit. It symbolizes the human spirit, the human soul. Do you understand? And when you release anger and frustration, it's a manifestation of a deformed soul. It's deformity within that's causing continuous anger and frustration, requiring healing. Now, you would think that that was wonderful. But think about this. Think about this. There are other experiments where these researchers have been able to show that through your human observation, through your thoughts, even subatomic particles change their forms. Now, that is amazing. That is amazing. Because what it means is that these particles respond to energy that's coming from you. Your thoughts have energy. You release energy from your thoughts that affect your environment and ultimately the circumstances of your life. Then you can understand why, even though you're sowing seeds, you know, some people say, I don't understand, I sowed seeds and I didn't get results. I'm showing you all these things that you need to deal with. You can't be sowing seeds and cursing your business and cursing your finances. See, since your mind, your thoughts, can control the circumstances of your life. And if you're having negative thoughts, thoughts of fear, thoughts of unbelief, thoughts of anger, frustration, they'll manifest themselves in your words and they'll manifest themselves in the arrangement of things around you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.